T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Happy Mardi Gras. The parades start rolling again tonight, and it is non-stop parading through Mardi Gras Day. I'm Scoot. Really glad you're with us on this Wednesday afternoon. Yesterday, I posted a video, like I do nearly every day, on the WWL Radio Facebook page. And there was a lot of controversy. It went crazy. We're going to talk about that on the show because I think it has something to do with a tendency, a trend that we as Americans have. Maybe you don't do it, I don't do it, but obviously a lot of people do it. And I've actually tested this on Facebook before, and it deals with trolls on Facebook. So we're going to get into that coming up in just a few minutes. And what I'm going to actually do is I'm going to play the audio from the video that I did yesterday. And I want you to hear the audio and compare that to some of the comments that were made. I shared it also on the SOTA, Scoot, on the Facebook page. So we're going to get to that here in just a few minutes. So I guess you've heard the news that the city building inspectors may not have been properly qualified to inspect the Hard Rock Hotel site. Is there any positive news about this? I mean, no wonder the city might be trying to hide things. Mayor Cantrell did talk yesterday. Somebody interviewed her. I forget the channel that I was watching. But somebody from one of the local stations did interview her, and she did talk about how upset she was about the city inspectors. So, you know, let's see who's responsible of having those city inspectors in the places that they're in, because that person deserves a lot of credit for allowing people who are not qualified to be inspecting construction sites. Also, another rash of car break-ins and broken windows on the UNO campus. And UNO is trying to stop this. So school officials sent out an email to students, you know, that it happened again. And they're now going to put security guards in some of the parking lots. And apparently there was a Mardi Gras parade going on the UNO campus. And of course, the thugs that do this dirty work, they just look for you to be distracted. And then they go in and they do their thing. And they'll break a window and rob your car. And this has happened in churches, it's happened in schools, it's happened in parks, it's happened in businesses and neighborhoods. It's the same thing. If there is any good news in concerning juvenile crime in New Orleans, it's that we're learning that a small group of people are responsible for a majority of the crimes. And that's why it's unfair to stereotype entire communities. But that's something that, you know, as time goes on, we'll continue to talk about it. There are no quick, easy solutions for that. All right. So tonight, the Democrats debate. And this is going to be just ahead of the Nevada caucuses on Saturday, I believe. And this is the first time that Michael Bloomberg is going to be on the stage debating. Now, Michael Bloomberg has some baggage. He's got a past. And it's going to be interesting to see, since he has just skyrocketed in the polls. It's going to be interesting to see how he does tonight. I'm sure he's going to be attacked by others. In fact, I mean, you may want to tune into this. I mean, this might be quite entertaining tonight, because they're going to attack him. He's going to attack them. And look, if you're a conservative, if you're a Republican, and you want to watch Democrats beat up on each other, man, tune in to the debate tonight. Watch them beat up on each other. It's a contact sport. Politics is. So we'll get into that a little bit later, but it's going to be fun to see what happens there. And a lot of people now are critical of Michael Bloomberg for spending his own money to campaign, which I kind of have to laugh at, because what did President Trump do? Donald Trump spent his own money to campaign. So, but then of course, you're going to initially have those who are going to say, well, it's different because Michael Bloomberg has more money. No, it's not different. It's different to a biased political tribe. Anybody who subscribes to political tribalism, it's biased to them. But the idea of spending one's own money is the same, whether it's Trump or Bloomberg. And the amount of money spent has nothing to do with the idea of spending one's own money to campaign. And Michael Bloomberg has spent a lot of money on TV ads, and so he has jumped up in the polls. Now, there are those who argue that it should not be possible to buy a campaign. And arguments have been made that Donald Trump bought the campaign. I don't believe that. But there have been those who have said, well, you know, he had the money to buy his way to the top. I don't think that's the way it turned out. But it would be interesting if there was some kind of, you know, like there's a salary cap in the NFL. It would be interesting if there was a campaign cap and nobody could spend more than a certain amount of money. So it had less to do with the amount of exposure that you can pay for and more to do with who you are as a candidate and what you stand for and how you use the money that you're given. Some would still have more than others, but should there be a campaign cap? That may be something that we can eventually talk about. The Mardi Gras parades are rolling. Tonight it is Druids and also Knicks. Those are great parades, and they start tonight at 6:15. Following Druids is Knicks, and these should be fun parades. Both of them uptown, taking the uptown route. And we've got a story on our website about New Orleans city workers clearing out the parade camps ahead of the parades tonight. Did you set up a camp like yesterday or the day before? It may be gone. And you have been warned not to set things up too far in advance of parades. And I agree with that. Some people don't pay attention, and then they get really upset when what they set up is missing, even though the city has warned them not to do that. So we'll talk about that a little bit later in the show. If you do want to join us with a comment about anything we talk about this afternoon, our number is 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. Here's a text that says, it's interesting that Obama is in Bloomberg ads, not Biden, his own vice president. Well, why would you put Biden in a campaign ad when you're running for the same office that the former vice president is running for? I don't seem to think that that's anything at all. Here's a text. Donald Trump had more money than every other candidate 3 years ago. Yes, he did. So, again, it doesn't matter. But, again, but pay attention to these dog whistle complaints. Oh, well, it's different. If you spend your own money to finance a campaign, it's different because Michael Bloomberg has more than Trump. No, the idea of spending your own money to finance a campaign is identical, regardless of the amount that is spent. Already getting a few calls. We'll get to this in just a moment. But when we come back, I want to share with you this controversy that erupted yesterday over a video that I posted on the WWL Radio Facebook page. And I'm going to want you to hear the actual audio of the video that I did, and then hear some of the complaints, some of the criticism, and we'll talk about what it all means. I don't mind criticism, but I don't respect people who appear to react only to a headline without consuming content. And this involves the word deplorable. All of that is coming up next. I'm Scoot. We'll be right back. This is WWL. I'm Scoot, and I'm certainly not afraid of controversy. Never have been, and even at this point in my career, not afraid of controversy. But sometimes the controversy speaks volumes about who we are as a country. A firestorm of controversy erupted over the Facebook video that I posted yesterday on WWL Radio and the SOTA Facebook pages. The title headline of the video was, "Are those who throw racist items from parade floats deplorables?" The video was 1 minute and 42 seconds. It wasn't very long. In fact, let's go ahead and play the audio. Here's the audio from the video. I want you to listen to this, and then we'll get into some of the complaints, and I want to see if you notice the same thing that I noticed. But pay attention to what I actually say. I have a feeling that people were reacting to the headline more than the content of the video.
So there are two investigations going on into racist things that were thrown off of two floats in Mardi Gras parades this past weekend. One in Gretna, one in Bay St. Louis. One of the things that came off the float was a black doll that had beads as a noose around the black doll's neck. This was apparently handed to a young black child along the parade route. And I got texts on my show today saying that, oh, people are looking for racism everywhere. No, I think that's pretty racist. Also, there's a story about a parade in Gretna over the weekend where a father said his 2.5-year-old son was handed something in a wrapper, and it turned out to be a black caricature holding a watermelon, and it was a refrigerator magnet. Is that looking for racism everywhere? No, that's racist. And so if somebody's using a Mardi Gras parade to promote racism, I'm going to define them as a deplorable. I think it was wrong when Hillary Clinton said Trump supporters are deplorables. Way too broad a description. But do you think it's okay to call somebody that would hand out something racist like that in a Mardi Gras parade? Is it okay to call them a deplorable?
Okay, so that was the audio from the video. I know, a little distracting. I bought this lavalier mic. You know, so I'm not using the mic on the phone, and I had no idea it was that sensitive, that good, because it was picking up stuff in the background. But anyway, the video is still posted. It's from yesterday afternoon on the WWL Radio Facebook page, so you can check that out. So I was very clear in pointing out that Hillary was wrong to call Trump supporters deplorables during the 16 campaign. But I cannot think of a better word to describe those who would use a Mardi Gras parade to promote racism. As defined by several dictionaries, the word deplorable means very bad. It says a lot about any individual that believes deplorable is not appropriate to describe those who would use a Mardi Gras parade to promote racism. The posts on the WWL Radio Facebook page were overwhelmingly critical of me using the word deplorable, as if they assumed I was referring to all Trump supporters and not individuals promoting racism. There's a strong tendency for many social media trolls to react to a headline without consuming the content of an accompanying video or article. And I've actually verified this tendency in the past, and we've talked about it on the show. I've posted a video that was not specifically represented in the headline. In other words, if you read the headline, you would get one impression. And the video deals with the headline, but the conclusion in the video is different from the headline. In other words, I don't say the conclusion in the headline, but I say the conclusion in the story. And so comments proved that trolls were quick to react to the headline alone and not the actual content. And based on the comments, assuming that I am referring to all Trump supporters, it seems obvious that many of these trolls were content to post their responses from a misinformed interpretation of the headline. Here are a few of the comments that were on the WWL Radio Facebook page. From Michael, it figures an uber-liberal like you, Scoot, would ask a question like this. An uber-liberal? So, wait, only liberals take Uber? Really? Is that how you define liberals, that they take Uber? That's funny to me. Because I guarantee you I could get the phones to light up right now with Republicans and conservatives and Trump supporters who take Uber. So that's ridiculous. But again, if this person, Michael, had consumed the video, he would have realized that I distinguish between Hillary Clinton using deplorables and my use of deplorables when it comes to people throwing racist things off of floats. Mary said it's snowflakes doing this so they can blame deplorables. You Demo-rats are all destructive and violent. Les said people keep bringing this subject. Are the liberals the real deplorables? Frankie said, it's not like we have two dead bodies in a condemned building that has been sitting for months. We can't talk about that daily, but you can phrase a question to directly attack Trump supporters. What a POS. Acronym for piece of, you know. But then there were some supportive comments, like from Ben. Why are you all blaming Scoot? He is simply the messenger and is solely seeking feedback on a controversial news item. What the hell's wrong with that? Beth said, "Thank you for continuing to talk about these things. From the majority of the replies, a lot of people would rather stick their heads in the sand and pretend that this stuff doesn't happen. Keep shining a light on the hate. Maybe someday it will truly be defeated." The idea of removing deplorable from our language because of the way Hillary used the word to describe all Trump supporters during the 2016 campaign is ridiculous. We should all be smart enough to distinguish the various uses of words and how words can be used in a certain context to mean something, and in a different context mean something else. I mean, I don't think that's too much to expect from Americans. And since I did make the clear distinction between Hillary's use of deplorables and my use of deplorables, it seems likely that many of the Facebook trolls reacted only to the headline and did not care to consume the actual content of a video that was less than 2 minutes. Am I no longer allowed to use the word Trump as a verb to describe getting the best of something? Like, you know, this situation trumps that situation. Can we no longer use Trump as a verb? Because President Trump is president of the United States? No. When Trump fits as a verb, I'm going to use it. If you're so sensitive and politically territorial that you cannot understand an alternative use of the word deplorable, then grow up. And for those who react to a headline over substance, we can assume that you're going to the polls as an uneducated voter. If you would like to join us with a comment this afternoon on numbers 260-1870, area code 504-260-1870, and our text is 870-870. That video is still posted on our WWL Radio Facebook page, also the SOTA Facebook page, and you can go there and comment. The comments on the SOTA Facebook page were collectively different from the comments on the WWL Radio Facebook page. But it occurs to me that there were a lot of trolls responding to that. From New Orleans, Steve, you're on WWL.
Hey, Scoot. I often enjoy some of your shows, like when you had Don McLean on, when you had Harry Shearer. But on a regular daily basis, most of your subjects are inflammatory. You're trying to get people riled up. And so if you're going to be a radio troll, you cannot expect that you're not going to get people commenting and coming back, and as you call them, trolls.
Well, I don't care if they comment on what is really said. I don't want them to react to just the headline. That makes you an uneducated troll if you're reacting to just the headline and not the content. And Steve, I talk about a lot of different things on this show. It's politics and pop culture, and sometimes we talk about politics, and this particular topic involved Mardi Gras, which I'm going to talk about. And if you don't like the way I handle topics, well, then that's a decision that you have to make. But I don't do the show for the critics. I do the show for everybody else.
No, and I agree. And there are days when I listen to you for quite a while, and there are days when I just turn to another channel because I don't like the subject. And
So you leave room for someone else. Okay. All right, Steve. Inflammatory? I don't try to be inflammatory. Do I try to spark conversation? Yes. I'm a talk show host. What does Rush Limbaugh do? He tries to spark controversy. What does Hannity do? He tries to spark controversy and conversation. Here's the difference. People don't think it's okay if they disagree with your point of view. If they agree with the point of view of Limbaugh and Hannity, they're all for the controversy. But if you say something that they don't like, then they're not for the controversy. That's hypocritical. You know, you're either for it or you're against it. And it's talk radio. Look, I'm not a branch of government. I don't pass the laws. I don't sign laws. I don't sign legislation into laws. I don't interpret the constitutionality of laws. This is a radio talk show. And guess what? We talk about topics. From Algiers, John, you're on WWL.
Hey, Scoot. Yeah, my name's John. I'm from Algiers. Mm-hmm. I don't really know you. I don't dislike you or like you, but what my comment was is that every time I turn the radio on to your channel, during your segment. You're too controversial. I guess I would call myself an independent. I'm not a troll. It's just, years ago, I used to always turn on and listen to Garland Robinette, whatever. It was about the Saints, about New Orleans stuff. Maybe if I got to know you, I'd say, oh, you're the best guy in the world. But every time I turn on the radio, you're either defending yourself from a controversy or you're being controversial. I don't know how to put it any better than that.
You know, I go days in a row without talking about anything controversial. So it's sad that you're only tuning in to hear the controversial moments, because if you listen to this show every day, you would know how often I go as much as I can without talking about anything political or controversial. But sometimes there's something that's right in your face, and talk radio is like a town hall. It's like a public square. It's a meeting place to talk about issues. This is no different than what people used to do years ago before electronic media, when they gathered around a town square or gathered in a bar to talk about controversies.
Right. Well, I understand. I hear where you're coming from. I just, as a fairly independent, just casual listener, it seems like every time I turn you on, you're talking about a caller you had yesterday with a problem or...
If the audience makes me the topic, I can't control that. John, I'm a registered independent as well. I appreciate you checking out our show, and hopefully you will, over time, will find it pleasing to listen to. But I mean, my God, you know, it's interesting that when I talk about just pop culture stuff, I get complaints from people because I'm not talking about politics, because I'm not talking about something controversial. So, you know, it's a situation where, you know, sometimes you can't win. Look, I do the show, and you either like it or you don't like it. And I don't do the show for the critics. I do the show for everybody else. And bringing up what I brought up about the video that I posted yesterday, it's really not about me. It's about America. It's about political tribalism. It's about what appears to be a tendency to react to a headline without consuming the content attached to the headline. And to me, this is a sign of a lot of uneducated voters going to the polls because they don't really care about the truth. They don't care about the issues. They don't care about what's really said. They only want to confirm what they believe, confirmation bias. So if you really think about it, this isn't about me. You know, I use this as a vehicle through me to talk about something that is really a disturbing trend in America. If you want to join us with your comment, our number is 260-1870. Area code 504-260-1870. And our text is 870-870. Coming back with more of your comments on Yeah, you know, sometimes you just feel like you got to fight it out when it comes to some of these controversies. Here's an update on our WWL Blue Runner Gumbo poll question. Is the word deplorable an appropriate way to describe anyone who would use a Mardi Gras parade to promote racism? 67% say yes. 33% say no. And you can give us your opinion by going to our website, WWL.com. Before I get back to your calls, and all the lines are lit, let me just share a couple of texts with you. And I tend to share disproportionately the negative texts because I think they're more fun. But here's one that says, Scoot, you're doing a great job. You're pragmatic in your talking points. You've always listened to both sides of a debate. You have listeners who understand what you're doing. Keep up the good work. Another text says, Scoot, it's quite obvious that these last two callers are not regular listeners. They're lost. Here's another text. Hey, I like listening to controversial topics on the radio. Gives different points of view and helps me to figure out where I stand. Keep it up. Another text. Scoot, you're doing a great job. Another text here. Scoot, you're totally correct. Poor right-wing crybabies. I don't like your views on everything, but I do respect them. Beauty of life in America. Now, the text, I love to listen to your show. I try to listen every day. This from again, so look, those texts come in all the time. And I tend not to share those because, again, the negative ones are more fun because it's conflict. But the negative response does not outweigh the positive response. But let's get back to some more of your calls. If you're just tuning in, a firestorm of reaction to a video that I posted yesterday on the WWL Radio Facebook page, wrote a blog about it, which is on our website, WWL.com. And it's about how I use the word and I distinguish between how Hillary used the word deplorables during the 2016 campaign. And I say that was wrong. She should not have done that. I said that on the air when she said it. And I'll say it again now. And I say it in the video. But it seems that a lot of Facebook trolls were responding only to the headline, which was, is it okay to call, or are those, I think the question was, are those who are using Mardi Gras parades to promote racism, are they deplorables? Yeah, I think they are. From New Orleans, James, you're on WWL.
Hey, Scoot. I mean, I listen every day to you. More than I listen to anybody else. And I just, the other caller got me riled up too. He was all the way wrong about you. You're a fair guy, you know, and you try to keep it straight with people. But I think one thing that a lot of people don't realize is Lady Bird Johnson said something years ago in the 60s. And she said, if you can take this a group of people and make them think that they're better than a certain group of people, you'll always get the Republican vote. I say that to say this, Scoot. I worked for the Republican Party back in the 90s. Those people don't care about what color you are. They don't care about how – they only care about how much money you have. And when you see the manipulation that's used against people based on that one word, ignorance, which only means you don't know. It's not a bad word. You just don't know. And people take that and they use that so much against other people, and you won't believe it or not, this man has been elected president based on pure ignorance of other folks.
Well, all right, I don't think that's true. I mean, there are a lot of very smart people who voted for Donald Trump for president. There are a lot of smart people who support President Trump to this day. They don't agree with everything that he does. They hate a lot of stuff that he says. They don't like what he represents as a person. In the same way, and I'll take you back to the Clinton years, Democrats loved Bill Clinton as president. But after Monica Lewinsky, they admitted, we don't like him as a person. We don't like his character. So there is precedent for this in American politics. From Mississippi, Dean, welcome to WWL.
How we doing there, Scoot? Look, good. I got to do it. You know, you and I have discussed, you know, you've said things about, and I'm a staunch Trump supporter, and I'm not an ignorant individual. Okay, I classify myself as pretty damn smart. But one thing I will say, and the guy did say it, out of everything that you do, whether, and you and I have disagreed on a numerous amount of stuff, and I've been listening to you way back in the 80s, partner. But the bottom line is you're fair enough to, one, give somebody a chance to speak their mind, and number two, you're open enough to, you know, to accept something if they give you a good enough point. A lot of these people don't want to debate. They don't have anything to say other than what you said they didn't like. And frankly, it gets to a point, man, why are you picking up the phone? Why are you even listening? I mean, it's like the fat, you know, it's like the ugly fat girl in the corner. You know, if you don't want to go ask her to dance, you turn around and you find somebody else. I mean, it just doesn't make sense to me that they controversial.
Well, that's an interesting thing, Dean, and I see it all the time in text messages. There are times that I'll get a text from somebody that says, I hate you, I hate your views, I'm never listening to you again. I'm turning the radio off right now. And 30 minutes later, I get a text from the same number. So sometimes those are the people who listen longer.
But I mean, Scoot, if you're controversial, you're doing your job. You're doing what you're supposed to do. How do you get listeners? By bringing up topics, things that people are interested in. I mean, if I don't like it, I'm going to pick up the phone and I'm going to say, hey, Scoot, you know, you may not like what Trump did, and I, you know, blah, blah, blah. But guess what? He's not president. They voted for him. Like, this, really? I mean, I appreciated the fact that you set him straight as far as it's not about money. This man was elected simply because they're sick and tired of the stuff. And I don't like a lot of stuff that he does.
Well, Dean, and you know, look, again, there's a parallel with Democrats when Clinton was in office, because they didn't like the Monica Lewinsky thing. They didn't like his cheating. I mean, the guy was a cheater. And they didn't like that, but they said, well, we're putting that aside because we like him as president. So the Democrats that are critical of Republicans for doing the same thing with Trump, they're hypocrites, too. And, Dean, I'm going to have to move on. But, look, if you and I don't always agree, look, come on, I can't be right all the time, right? I try.
Well, of course not.
I can't be right all the time.
We love you, man. Keep it up.
All right, Dean, I appreciate the call. From Metairie, Dave, welcome to WWL. Thanks for hanging on.
Hey, Scoot, no problem. First on that topic, quick. I view your show as entertainment and interesting, too. They got racism all over. It's usually, most of the time, it's a minority, whether it's white, black. It's just a minority of hate on both sides. So, you can't lump the whole group and you don't into the few. Just like an officer, you have a bad one. That don't mean 90% are bad. But with Bloomberg, Trump really controlled the media without putting up a lot of money. Yeah, he had the money compared to other candidates, and Bloomberg, got more money than God, maybe. But I really think the Republicans or conservatives, not Republicans, are planning for Haley and Pence in 2024. I think the next election's a done deal. I think Trump's more or less a cinch. Anything can happen. He can quit, die, get shot, whatever.
Let's not say that.
I like the show, and that was wrong there. That was wrong, whoever did that or what their intent was.
Dave,
I don't know. Yeah, but it don't reflect the whole either party or either conservatives or anything like that.
I appreciate your call. You know, people say that sometimes. Has more money than God. You know, my understanding is God doesn't need any money. Right? I mean, is there any evidence in the Bible or anywhere that God actually needs money? Here's an update on our WWL Blue Runner Gumbo Poll question. Is the word deplorable an appropriate way to describe anyone who uses a Mardi Gras parade to promote racism? It's a question. 72% say, yes, it is appropriate. 28% say, no, it's not. From the West Bank, Steve, you're on WWL.
Hey, Scoot, how you doing?
I'm good.
Thank goodness for these last couple of callers, because those first two callers, I mean, I thought I was in the Twilight Zone or something. You have more people getting upset at you for calling out racism than getting upset at the actual racism itself.
That's a great point. That's a great point, Steve.
I don't understand it, and I think it's faux outrage. I think, you have a lot of conservative listeners that listen to this station. I know that. We're in Louisiana. It's a bright red state, even though New Orleans is, blue. You have a lot of people that listen and are conservative, and I get that they don't like certain things. But, there are certain things that happen that you can't get mad at the messenger. You have to you have to really think about what you're actually upset about. And, there's a lot of things. Let me give you an example. Nancy Pelosi ripping up the speech. Conservatives were all, that's wrong. I can guarantee you 100% if the roles were reversed and Trump ripped up one of Nancy Pelosi's speeches, they would have thought it was the greatest thing they've ever seen.
Some wouldn't have, but many would have. I agree with you. There was a time when recently President Trump did this, and there was a time when Hillary Clinton did it. During investigations, both Trump and Hillary were upset that information about something they did got out, and they were mad because the information got out. The information was bad and damaging to them. They didn't defend it. They couldn't say anything about it. The only thing they could do is beat up the messenger, the fact that it was leaked out. It was wrong that it was leaked out. But let's talk about what was leaked out. What was the information? Let's talk about that. They didn't want to talk about that.
I just can't stand the I just feel like it's fake outrage. It's faux outrage. They didn't have a problem when Trump disrespected the Gold Star family or when he mocked the disabled reporter, or when he talks about, you know, S-hole countries, I can't say a word on the air.
Thank you.
Or when he does all the other stuff that he does, but they have a problem with you calling out actual racism that we're
seeing. You
know,
Steve, if somebody's upset about me calling out racism, then it seems to me that they don't want racism to be attacked. And that makes them a racist.
It absolutely says more about them and their own backwards views than it does about anything else.
Steve, I appreciate the call. If you're on hold, hang on. If you want to join us with your comment this afternoon, our number is 260-1870, area code 504-260-1870. Our text is 870-870. It's February the 19th. Happy birthday today to Smokey Robinson. Remember Smokey Robinson and the Miracles? Oh, yeah. This is one of their classic hits. Smokey Robinson, still looking great, sounding great, still singing. Smokey Robinson, 80 today. I'm Scoot, and we're coming back on WWL. It's amazing how texts are pouring in, supporting the show, and I appreciate all of your texts. I really do. Another text says, thank you for a great talk show. Not sure what they expect. Everyone is not going to agree. Well, that's certainly the case. And I've said many times that one of the things that I love hearing from people, because this means that I'm successful in my goal to make this show compelling, to make this show entertaining, is when people say, I love your show. I listen every day, but I don't always agree with you. And then there are those that say, I never agree with you, and I like the show. To me, that defines what talk radio is supposed to be. Why do we all have to agree? I express an opinion, you express an opinion, and all's fair on the show. From Ponchatoula, Pat, you're on WWL.
Scoot, thanks. I apologize for not knowing more about this parade incident that happened, but I'm looking at this, and your blog is almost like a public service announcement, because we as parents have children at these parades, and certainly, if they're being given things or thrown things that are inappropriate off of these parades, the last thing we need in a crowded situation is for, in this case, a racially related incident happen where people, you know, start throwing things back at the float.
Yeah, that's a great point.
I mean, this is a very relevant and safety, as much a safety issue as it is a racist. Were these incidents reported at the parade to police officers or anything like that? How did we find out about these incidents?
I think they were reported after the parade. I don't know for a fact. And there were attempts to get a hold of the captains of the parades to find out who might have handed these things out.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you have to, I mean, again, we live in a world where you have to be cautious about what you're being given from a Mardi Gras parade. And to take advantage of that moment and to use that as a way to promote racism, I think is appalling, because Mardi Gras is a unifying event. It's something that brings us together. We stand next to each other. We enjoy the parade. We listen to the music. We catch stuff. We quite often catch something and hand it to somebody else. It's a great feeling to be in a Mardi Gras parade, to be a part of a Mardi Gras parade, or just standing there watching it. And to take advantage of that and use that to promote racism, I think that's wrong.
Yes, and I certainly hope that these are legitimate situations, because the other side of that could be, I certainly hope this isn't someone trying to provoke from another point of view or interject something into a family-friendly, historically peaceful event in our city. Because you don't want that either. Someone to say,
exactly.
Well, it really didn't happen.
Well, we're going to continue to follow the story.
Good.
We go by what we know at the time, and we'll continue to follow that.
No, you keep it up, because I don't want this to happen with my family at a parade. Thank you very much, sir.
And Pat, if it does happen, if your child does get something that's inappropriate, like the little black girl that got a black doll in Bay St. Louis, apparently got a black doll in the Bay St. Louis parade last weekend, that had beads as a noose around its neck. Man, that's a teaching moment. That's a moment to set the record straight when it comes to racism. And you hate to bring it up to kids, but You know, sometimes we use those moments as teaching moments. Democrats debate tonight. If you're on hold, hang on. We're going to continue this conversation about the reaction to the video and the use of the word deplorable. But also we'll talk about Michael Bloomberg and the Democrats debating tonight. I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.